Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, and thanks so much for tuning in to Lifestyles for Lifetime Holiness. I'm your host, Dr. Gwyneth Williams, and it's always good to partake of the Word of God. And today I just want to talk to you about reaching our world and what the church has to do and needs to do just even to be accountable to the things that God has given us. And, you know, we're dealing right now with election time, and the church needs to be a voice, and we have to be accountable to one another. I believe that the Church of America, that we are the example that God is wanting to use, that God is raising up other nations. But we still need to be the lead, because America was based on Judeo-Christian ethics. And God's word, it steadies us as a nation. And we don't want to lose our moral character. And America, I think what America Church is connecting with him on terms where we're kind of disconnecting. And you might, well, you can never disconnect from God. Well, it's just like on the telephone. You can be talking to someone, and the next thing you know, the call has dropped, or you're disconnected and you're not communicating. And so I'm taking it from a perspective of us continuing to communicate the things of God to our nation, because our nation is based on a holy nation. And I believe that it's going to take faith, it's going to take obedience, that we continue to experience the Spirit of God and the power of the Holy Spirit. I believe that there's a transformation that can come upon us, because we even see Jesus. You know, he came here on earth, he died, he was buried, he rose again, he took the keys of death and hell, and we can walk in the blessings and know that God is available to us anytime, anywhere. And it's that transformation, just where we can experience his presence. And by his presence, even in worship, we are changed. You know, I think of the scripture in 2 Corinthians 3:18. It says, but we all will with unveiled faces beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord. We are being what? Transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of the Lord. And I just want to park there today for us Christians. We're not just at a place where we can't grow anymore or we can't live holy anymore, but we're being transformed. You know, today I went out for a walk, and fall is here, and you see the butterflies. I saw on TV, they were saying that this is the time of year that they begin to migrate. And you think about the butterfly. Think of yourself even as the body of Christ. We're transforming. We're going from glory to glory. We're going to face to face. And I believe that that's what the church in America, we should be getting bigger and growing and being more beautiful in this earth. Because God's word, he steadies us. Even as the earth is shifting beneath us, we are steady. But we all, with unveiled faces, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image. And that's what we're here aspiring. We want our nation to go from glory to glory, from faith to faith. So one of the points that I really want to make today is, are we responsible for this? What is our part? I think to live in the beauty of holiness in our day, we just need to be accountable to others. You know, I read something last week, and it was saying, I would rather have a friend who sees me doing something that's not best for me, that's not good for me, to say something or to just not let me live that way. But what has happened in our lifestyle today is that, and a lot of, not everyone, but to be able to say something wrong about someone, all of a sudden everything is beginning to be judgmental. But we, to live in the beauty of His holiness, we need just to be accountable to others. We need to have that covering. We need to have somewhere accountable to, because the enemy is out to try to devour us in any way we can. So I think that, you know, that perfection, which just means that maturity, that accountability partner that you can have, someone who is mature, that is not perfect, but is walking in an area of their life where they're mature and they've grown, to have that accountability partner or even a small group, is, they are great help. And this is where you can allow, if there's questions that you have, to be asked. Be grateful for that person, because we have to worship the Lord in the beauty of His holiness. And as we hear, this is a call that God has called us to worship, and God accepts that. According to Psalms 96:9, it says, worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. And there's an emphasis that's added onto this. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. And I believe when we're in love with Jesus, and we have nothing that's unconfessed to Him, no unconfessed sins. You know, today I was just kind of pondering, and I was like, Lord, you know, examine my heart. Let the light shine on my heart. God, is there anything in me? Is there anything I need to confess? Is there anything that I need to do to make relationships better? And when you walk in the beauty of holiness and you examine your heart, and you release things, you release people, and say, God, maybe this person did this to me, or maybe I did that to them. Forgive yourselves, and then also forgive them, and go to the next level. And that brings us into the bullseye of His holiness, when we haven't taken the bait, and we can walk in a life where we're filled with His Spirit, and we're accountable to one another. And there used to be a song that I used to sing, and I'm reminded of my godmother, and we used to always sing, God has smiled on me, He has said, and I love that song. God has smiled on me, He's been good, He's been good, He's been good to me. And that's what we can say when He smiles on us. When we've forgiven others, we let things go, He's continually smiling us. We're trusting Him. You know, there's trust and obey. There's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. So there has to be that trust that we can walk in the beauty of his holiness. And so we have to trust in his promises. You know, sometimes you have the times you might be trying to make a decision on which way to go. And a lot of times if there's confusion, there's uncertainty, and there's not a peace, then you just need to just pause to think about it and trust his promises, obey his word, and just be happy in Jesus, because with obedience we have faith. And these are the keys that's going to sustain us, even in the direct circumstances, that we have to be able to walk how God is telling us to walk. We cannot be buried in situations, and we can't be buried in circumstances, because all that's going to do is take us out of the fullness and the blessings of God. So, and there's a quote I want to say here. It says, in love with Jesus, with no unconfessed sin, filled with his spirit, and accountable to one another. And the quote here is, that's incarnational theology for today. And that's what we need. It's because for so long, Christians, we've been involved in all the wrong things. We've rehashed all the things that's happened amongst us, even within the body of Christ. And we've seen so many times we're in the body of Christ, we haven't lived that happy, holy life. But God, he's saying today, let us be free. Free us from all the scandals. It'll simply just ensure that we're involved with the right ones. And that's what we want to do, to get into the blessings and to the fullness. You know, there is a scandalous tragedy of a tidal wave of failed marriages in the body of Christ. You can even think right now of 5 or 6 pastors that maybe in something scandalous, or, you know, the enemy, he's always trying to bring something up on us. And as Christians, we've been wrong in all the wrong scandals. We've rehashed this amongst us, inferring that every man can do what seems right in his own eyes. And you can look that in Judges 17:6. And some people have even gone bolder in their deception, placing responsibility for their actions on God. There's a quote here that I'm reading by a gentleman, and he said, God told me I should divorce my wife, and God said I can give myself $100,000 bonus, and God said I don't need to answer to anybody but him. And so these are the things the enemy is trying to come in, and that is why it's so important for us in this time to be able to have that covering. It's not that we want to get involved in judging people, but I believe that it comes to a point where we have to pick up one another's wool. I remember I heard a girl a long time ago. She was saying, you know, in my church there's nobody to pick my wool. And I'm saying, you know, she's such a beautiful example, you know, of what God is doing. And she's such a beautiful example of living the holy life. And when you have a relationship with God and you live a repentant life, you really don't, you feel like, for me on the outside looking in, it's like, well, she, you know, you have things going, and you have things going for yourself, and because you have that relationship with God and you're walking in a pure life, but she still wanted that accountability. So no matter where we are or what we're doing, that is accountability that we want to have in our life. So we have to look at the scriptures and see, even with, you know, we're talking about marriage here, we're talking about relationship, business relationships, And I think confused and biblically unfocused thinking is the center of this crisis. And it has amplified its impact. Because one of the things, I want you to really think about this. How many times have, and I'm sure we've all done it because of our humanness, but how many times have you wanted to do something and you talked about it, but you didn't really wait for the answer. And then you try to rationalize it. You can really get in trouble. And I think that's when the enemy comes in. So we have to have, you know, whatever we do, if sound scriptural administration of the issues that are surrounding the church, surrounding our lives, surrounding the leaders, surrounding our marriages, surrounding our businesses, if they soon arrive with the solidarity, there is reason to prophesy widespread deception on the issues as well. And this is one of the quotes of Jack Kafer. And again, it says, if sound, he warns, if sound scriptural administration of the issues surrounding the church, its leaders, and their marriage is not soon arrived at with solidarity, there is reason to prophesy widespread deception on other issues as well. So one of the things that in love with Jesus, with no unconfessed sins, filled with his spirit and accountable to one another, that's incarnational theology for today. We are going to have to confess our sins. We're going to have to be filled with his spirit and accountable to one another so we don't have to be involved in the wrong things. And because, you know, one of the things, what does the enemy do? He divides, he tries to divide, he tries to conquer, but he comes in through isolation. And so one of the things that, you know, that's not to help guilt or to heap a bunch of guilt on anyone who tried to save their marriage or save, you know, relationships in their business and things fail. But nevertheless, there is a point in America and in our country, even with this upcoming election, you know, this is just my stance. I'm voting for the babies. And people say, oh, that doesn't matter. There's so many other things. But our morality, it makes a big difference. You know, I think partial birth abortion, anyone who would kill a child in the womb, you know, and support that, and it's not really medically explaining this to the world, we're going to be accountable, because a lot of young people are being deceived. They're getting abortions and thinking this is just a blob of tissue, because we as a church, we don't have accountability to stand up in the arena. And even with partial birth abortion, I don't even think the church knows what that is. Partial birth means the baby is partially born. The head is coming out of the womb. And then the back of the neck is slit, and then it's pulled out of the womb. That's partial birth. And then it's aborted. So we have to have accountability. We have to teach, even to take our nation back with the immorality of homosexuality. And just like Rome was, it was when they started getting into all of the different worship of all the different gods. And you might say, oh, that doesn't matter. It does matter. It matters with me. It matters. I believe it matters with God. But so the whole point we're bringing here today is that, nevertheless, we're going to have to sound the alarm. And we can't let our leaders get by. A lot of leaders aren't going to like this. And then they're going to say, oh, where's the grace? We, you know, listen to Jack Hayford. He's saying, come on, leaders. You know, you just can't do this. You can't get by when just flippantly switch, you know, life partners or flippantly switch doing whatever it is. And that's one thing that he really focuses on is the marriage. And the reason why we're focusing on that today, because I believe with the family, that's where things really start. And so we have to trust and obey, for there's no other way, just to be happy in Jesus, to trust his promises, to obey what he says, to be filled with his Spirit. And the way for that transformation, it's literal. Because of Jesus, he's available to us. And we can be changed by the very act of praising him and worshiping him. But again, I need to read the 2 Corinthians 3:18. We all, with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, we are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of the Lord. So today, I want you to be accountable to somebody else, to live in the beauty of his holiness. You know that, and have a mature accountability, finding a small group, rather if it's for husband and wife, if it's for young people, young girls who are living accountable to talk about. Now, don't be influenced by, oh, you don't have to do this. But what does God say? But worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness, and there's the emphasis added, in love with Jesus, with no unconfessed sin, filled with his Spirit, and accountable to one another. And that's what we want to close with today. Let's trust and obey. The world is waiting on us, and faith and obedience, it brings about prevailing joy. And God is after two things for your life, that you be happy and that you be holy. And that bears repeating, that you be happy and you be holy. Be holy. And he knows you cannot be really happy until you are holy. So today, let's go forth and walk in the blessings that God has for us. And don't rationalize, but let's stay on the word, concrete in the word. And who knows how much God would do for his servants if he dared. So in a day when we need more money than ever to advance missions, we see so many scandals of finances have actually stunted our physical strength. But we're going to continue to pray for all of us as we go forth. And the servant of God must adorn the gospel through a holy life. But in recent times, God's name has been greatly dishonored and the gospel discredited because of unholy living by Christians in different roles. But let's pledge ourselves to be accountable this week to the community of faith for our lives, our doctrine, and ministry, and to flee from sin and to walk in holiness and humility. In Jesus' name. And remember, his grace is sufficient for all of us. He just wants us to walk in the blessing. The Bible says all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. But God wants us to walk from faith to faith, to glory to glory, and to be holy and to be happy. Until next time, God bless. Bye-bye.